This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
I got an email the other day. Well, actually, it wasn't an email. It was a Facebook message from somebody complaining about I was looking through rose-colored glasses, basically, about the community and how we're going to hell in a handbasket. And it was enlightening because today, what did we talk about? There's this brand new mural that this artist did at the Children's Museum that was, you know, unveiled. The new Staley Basin, you know, down at the lake and the signage that was put up there. And, you go on and on and on. Oh, there's the fans field and the history of the Heartland and the stuff that they're doing with. And every week, like Tuesday at 8 o'clock, I don't know how much money has been handed out over the last couple of years, but hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm all for fixing things that are broken. Life is never perfect. I mean, you're not going to solve every problem. But if you act like there's nothing going on in this community to be proud of, I don't know what to tell you. You're not trying very hard.
Agree wholeheartedly.
It's just a lazy attempt at life.
It is. And through those rose-colored glasses and all that money given, it is to improve things that could be better. These are things.
These are adults today. Yes. Changing their lives or career paths or dreams, right? With the help of an incredible benefactor who just comes in here every Tuesday and hands out money to people to make life better.
Real life Oprah.
So
you get a scholarship.
I think that's a downgrade, but yeah, no, you're right. So the idea that, you know, yes, there are always things to improve. And yes, organizations literally, like the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, are at that table in every area of that discussion in and around our community for everything, right? So I get it. You want to complain if it makes you feel better to send me something, no skin off my back, I'm good. But I know what's happening. And
this is it.
Yeah, and this is it.
Listen up.
And one of the bigger players in that arena is literally the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. Rachel, the new mom, is with us. How's your life look like right now? I mean, just exhausting?
Exhausting, a little chaotic, but just full of joy and just couldn't be more grateful.
Well, congratulations once again. Yeah. It's good to have you back with us. Alongside Kathy Carter, we've done this before, but, you know, we've got a whole bunch of names to read today. New recipients. And existing, right? So
yes.
It's not about just supporting new people. It's also about supporting the people that are already in the portal.
Absolutely. Yeah, we love to announce our 13 new recipients, but then also just keep celebrating the 13 that we're going to be renewing today as well, and just keep supporting them on their educational journey.
Okay, so we're going to hand out about $60,000 worth of scholarships. Now, for the benefit of just starting the conversation over, for people just joining us or maybe they're new to this particular thing, how did all this start? What is it for? Who can apply? All of those kind of things.
Well, the adult scholarship program started back in 2020 when we really realized that there was a need for adults in the community who wanted to go back to school, but you know, many of them have family careers, and, you know, for them to go back to school, it's not easy. And then on top of it, that financial aspect of it is really tough. And so we went to our donors and they really wanted to support this program. And so it's been going strong now for years.
It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And it's not just a 4-year school. I mean, you've got an IBEW apprenticeship. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's trades and labor. I mean, we know the city of Decatur spent a lot of money on a study about workforce development, right? And we know there are basically three pockets that we need to work on as a community. But one of those pockets is people that are already employed, but they have the potential to be much more, right?
Correct.
This is exactly where this comes in to do this type of thing. Somebody who's already putting in 40 hours and showing up on time, but they may have the talent to do way more than that.
Correct.
All right. So, Kathy, how does all this work? And how do you decide who gets the money? And if I could get you to pull that microphone up just a little bit closer, please.
Okay. Students apply twice a year online, and the next opening is September 1st through November 1st, and that'll be for spring 2025. We're starting now with the fall of 2024. But when the applications open, they apply online, and then we have a group of individuals who review that are part of our community, different, like 8 different people that help with that. And when that decision's made, then the money is sent out, and These students are, some of them are 2-year, 4-year, some of them are going, getting their master's degrees, their doctorates, and they can go anywhere in the United States that's accredited. So we've got them going, you know, Canyon University to
We fell in love with them in the NCAA tournament. We had no idea how many local connections there were to Grand Canyon University, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So I'm not kidding, Nick. There was like, what, 1, 2, 3? There's like 4 Grand Canyon University people here.
Oh, my goodness.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
All right. So they get anywhere from $1,000 to $2,500 for the semester, right?
Every semester.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then what do they have to do to keep receiving? I mean, I know there's some stipulations like, you know, once you've gotten the funding to be able to continue to get funding, you have to meet some requirements.
Yes, they need to keep a 3.0 GPA. And as an adult, when you're going back to school, that's not a hard thing to do.
Why is that?
Well, because you're so, you know what
spoken
it's like.
Spoken by a very smart person, by the way.
I actually went back to school to get my degree from Millikan. And when you know what you want,
it's
you're
a
out
little
there in
different.
The world, it's different.
Yeah, you got a little more perspective on things. All right, so let's do this. I don't care how you guys want to do this, but let's start with the new adult scholarships. Now, these are the new recipients for this fall. And then I do want to actually name the renewing ones, because I think we should applaud people who are continuing to be successful and get the funding and are way on the changing their lives. And so let's start with the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
All right. So first up, we have Brooke Bates, who's receiving his scholarship, and she'll be attending the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
We have Lillian Briscoe, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign.
Nikki Eagler, who's attending the American College of Education.
Jamie Foley, University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign.
Heather Fields, attending Grand Canyon University.
Tara Hubbard, Grand Canyon University.
Alexa Jones, Eastern Illinois University.
Garrett McMillan, Mid-State Electrical Training Center here in Decatur.
Abigail Norman, American College.
Denisha Patrick, Southern Illinois University, Edwardsville.
Joshua Platzbecker, Illinois College.
Allison Schupera, she's undecided at this time.
And Emily West, who's attending Millikan University.
Okay, so those 13 folks are for the first time going to get funding to help with their continuing education. And I think it's fantastic. I mean, the Mid-State Electrical Training Center, right? We need electricians. Mm-hmm. You know, people have no idea that the IBEW, great organization, you know, their average age is like 48, and they're really having a difficult time with the pipeline, right? Mm-hmm. And you can go into a program like this and you can save a ton of money because you're getting paid the whole time that you're going through the training. Right. You're coming out without any debt at all and making an unbelievable salary. So, I mean, we love the Lopes. Go Lopes and Grand Canyon University. But, you know, all of survival. How important was that, Rachel, from the foundation's point of view to not just make this for 4-year universities?
Oh, it's incredibly important. We really have to look at what are the needs of our community whenever we do things like this. And like you said, electricians, incredibly important. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, we have to do what's best for our community.
Mm-hmm. And their money for those scholarships for the electricians, they pay for the books, boots, helmets,
yeah,
tools,
anything they need. So it's even a better deal. These are great examples. Now, renewing adult scholarships for the fall of 2024. And Rachel, start us out here.
We have Kelsey Armstrong attending Southern New Hampshire University.
Nathan Cardinal, he's Wilmington University.
Denise Flexer, Grand Canyon University.
Oops.
Natasha Hamilton, Millikan University.
Diane Johnson, Millikan University.
Evan Claves, IB 6 Apprenticeship.
Serena Claves, University of Illinois Springfield.
John Meek, Mid-State Electrical Training Center.
Rafaela Prangy, Maryville University.
Katie Smith, University of Illinois Springfield.
Andrew Taylor, Millikan University.
Tamika Thomas, Indiana Wesleyan University.
And LaMarcus Williams, Mid-State Electrical Training Center.
All right, so those 13 people are rolling over into more funding, which is fantastic. And I love the fact there's a lot of Millikan kids on here. You've got trades represented. You got folks from all over the place. So how do people, like, when we think about spring, you said September is when that window
works? September 1st,
Okay,
yes.
What's the process like? I mean, I know if you're on the other side of it, you're very familiar with it, but
yes.
Front-facing, you know, what do I go to the website, what do I find?
Well, you go to the website, www.heartofillinois.org, and there's an area there that says adult scholarships, and you get on there and look and apply. There's an eligibility quiz to see if you And most people do qualify for that. And then they get on there and complete the application.
Okay. And are there resources? Is there help if people need to kind of be walked through the process a little
bit?
They
can contact us at the Community Foundation, 429-3000. And we will help them every step of the way.
All right. So 6 new recipients in advanced degrees in education, 3 pursuing degrees in social work, 2 in the pursuing degrees in business administration, master's in nursing, local apprenticeship. I mean, this is a little bit of everything and really does represent our entire community. But I know you guys are constantly wanting more outreach and more people to get involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. We're always looking for more people to get involved. We hope that this list just keeps growing every semester and we can just keep helping people go back to school.
$60,000 in making people's lives better and practically spending that for them to be able to get on. It's pretty cool. You guys have a lot of fun. I'm sure there are bad days, but isn't it like really fun to work there?
I wouldn't say we have bad days. I say there are some harder, long days.
Yeah.
But every day is such a joy. We absolutely love getting to do things like this.
I mean, just think about
it. It's the best.
How cool would it be? I mean, you go to work every day, and your mission is just to solve problems.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
Not many
people get to do that.
I know. We're very lucky.
Yeah, help people better their lives.
All right. Well, and you are retiring?
This year I am, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you for your service and what it's meant. This is such an important program, but I'm sure it takes a lot of work, right?
It does, yes.
You know, because you guys are about giving money out, but you're also about doing it very responsibly and doing it wisely, and that's where all the work comes in.
Yes.
All right. Well, how big can this get?
Well, it's going to get bigger because in the fall, Piatt County residents will be able to apply for scholarships. So we really look forward to continuing to engage that community and awarding some adult scholarships to people in Piatt County.
All right. So we'll preview that as we get a little closer.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
In September, the map grows a little bit as far as who's eligible, which is very cool. Guys, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Have a great day.
Thanks, Brian.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.